31-year-old Kate Conroy says she's still struggling to get by after 10 years as a bartender and restaurant server in Providence. Conroy says the $2.89 subminimum wage is a poverty wage, not a living wage. She told her story of living and working in Providence while speaking in front of labor officials, liberal state reps, and other supporters.
The cost of living in this city rises, but our pay doesn't, and it hasn't in 20 years. Unpredictable wages have many invisible problems. It's much harder to get credit, and it's hard to get an apartment when you don't show reliable income. And there's lots of unpredictability. The managers, whose whim it is, which shifts you will get.
The current minimum wage in Rhode Island is $9. If workers who rely on tips don't get enough tips to reach the $9 threshold, their employers are supposed to make up the difference. But advocates for raising the $2.89 subminimum wage say that doesn't always happen. Even worse, they say, the low subminimum wage leaves workers vulnerable to sexual harassment and other forms of exploitation. Restaurant owners organized by the state's Hospitality Association have a different view of the bill to gradually raise the subminimum wage. Under the proposal, the subminimum wage would grow each year, starting in January, until it's at the same level as the minimum wage in 2020. Bob Bacon is the co-owner of Four Greg's Restaurants in Rhode Island, and he came to the State House to testify during a House Labor Committee hearing. He thinks hiking the subminimum wage will have the opposite effect from what supporters expect. Bacon says that's because higher wages would lead Greg's and other restaurants to raise food prices significantly.
Whenever we've had to do anything of that nature, it causes a downturn in guest traffic because some people just flat out can't afford or can't come as often. So you have less customers, so there'd be less server hours. And I also think that the public in general would perceive a wage increase of that magnitude to the servers as a reason to change their tipping patterns. I think they would tip less, and I think eventually they would not tip not at all.
The bill to hike the subminimum wage is sponsored by State Representative Aaron Regenberg, a Providence Democrat, and Senator Gail Golden, also a Providence Democrat. Regenberg proved his organizing skills as a co-founder of the Providence Student Union activist group. House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello says through his spokesman he's keeping an open mind on the bill to hike the subminimum wage and has been impressed so far by the case made by Representative Regenberg. For now, the House Labor Committee voted to hold the bill for further study. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.